Ooh-wee. You know that feeling where you have so much going on, both around you situationally and within you, and you're just bubbling, and then all of a sudden it's like a volcano and it just is about to blow. Yeah, me too, which is why I thought I would hop right into your earbuds today while I'm in the thick of it and give you one quick tip to be able to rehack your nervous system and regulate your body when you're feeling like you're going to lose your ever-loving mind. This is going to be a super practical episode, so let's get started. You know motherhood should be sweeter than this. You are done being stressed out, overwhelmed, and barely keeping your head above water. You've tried to be everything to everyone, and you completely lost yourself in the process. The house is a mess, the kids don't listen, and you can hardly remember the last time you had a date night and really connected with your man. And sleep? What's that? In the middle of the distraction, the noise, the laundry, and the dishes, you started to think that you had to choose between having a successful career or staying home with your kids. But the truth is, you can have it all. The successful career, fun, connected relationships, and a home that feels like a refuge. I'm Kim Macklin, mamahood mentor and certified professional life coach, military spouse of 22 years, classroom teacher turned homeschooling mama to three amazing kiddos, and the host of this podcast, where you will be equipped and empowered to create your own joyful mamahood as you navigate working from home and raising incredible humans. It's time to trade chaos for calm and begin to truly love being a mom, no matter what season of motherhood you are in, so you can yell less, laugh more, and finally rock your career and your motherhood without sacrificing your marriage. Grab your favorite drink or your latest load of laundry, and let's dive deep into positive parenting, time management, marriage, and family. They say raising kids takes a village, mama. Welcome to the hood. Well, hey, mama. I am so happy to be back with you today. And I, just full transparency, am in a season of overwhelm. And before we really dive into this quick tip Tuesday around overwhelm and anxiety, I want to kind of clarify that you'll have seasons of overwhelm that you really can't do anything about. And then you'll also have seasons or a lifetime, if you choose to allow it to go that long, of overwhelm that is more self-inflicted or lifestyle overwhelm. And I've been in both places. And one of the things that I've really learned to recognize is when I need to dial back the lifestyle overwhelm or self-inflicted overwhelm and become really aware of that. Because the actual legitimate overwhelm of what I'm experiencing in my real world is so high. And that is the season that I am in right now. So I realized today, as I half flipped out and really overreacted on my 9-year-old when she didn't like another smoothie that I made that she requested, and I just kind of lost my patience and raised my voice a little bit. And it wasn't bad. It was just, I was overreacting and it was not called for. And I realized in that moment that my external situation was affecting my internal peace. And it had nothing to do Okay, well, it had little to do with the smoothie. The smoothie was the straw that broke the camel's proverbial back. And then I apologized and I made things right, but I also cried. And it was at that moment that I realized, like, it is a lot right now. We have had workers in our home for 2 weeks, pretty much all day, every day of those 2 weeks. We've got multiple vehicles with significant repairs going on. I'm getting ready to enter a season of solo parenting, and it's been a minute since I've been in that situation where my husband has been gone for more than a couple of weeks. And in addition to my own big emotions that I didn't even know I was having, I knew that I didn't want him to go, and I knew that I was going to miss him. I wasn't expecting big emotions. I'm also allowing and creating space for the emotions of the little people in my life who are really going to miss their dad in their own unique way. Add to that a whole host of other things, and now it's this recipe for disaster. And so I've been able to dial back a little bit of the lifestyle overwhelm, which I've created more opportunities to say no. I have really guarded my time and my commitments. I have allowed things to just be gently placed down. I really like the, there's a glass ball, I can't remember who talks about it, but juggling, you have glass balls and you have rubber balls in your life. And some balls you can drop and they'll bounce and you'll pick them back up. Other balls, they drop and they'll be changed forever if they crash and they crack because they're glass. And so I've been letting go of the bouncy balls, and I have been gently placing the glass balls down in a safe location to pick up later, and really guarding my time and my energy in this season. Yet, I still found myself triggered, and what I can feel inside my body is anxiety. I can feel a clenching in my chest. I can feel a rapid pulse. I can feel like something that feels a little bit like it's up in my throat, and all of that is just this anxiety and this stress. And so when you feel that, however anxiety, stress, overwhelm manifests in your life, there is one exercise that you can do to hack your nervous system and to bring yourself back to regulated so that you don't overreact when your kid says, "I don't like what you made me," or if any other thing that is extra just pops up in your life. Before I share that little trick with you, I have something else I'd like to share with you. Hey, Mama, I see you. The weight of the mom guilt is weighing really heavy, and you know that motherhood should be sweeter than this. You really want to cultivate a joyful mamahood so that you can love being a mom, even in the trenches of whatever season that you are in. And I can help you. I am so excited to be offering a masterclass to you where you will learn the number one shift that you need to make to be able to ditch that mom guilt that weighs you down and fills you with regret. You will learn the three big mistakes you might be making that keep you from showing up as a calm, present mom, and how to show up as a more responsive, more patient, more connected mom instead of that momster, even when your kids are driving you crazy. You'll also learn the three keys to thriving in your motherhood while creating a happy and well-run home where you feel supported by your spouse, you feel appreciated by your kids, and motherhood feels a whole lot easier. Join me and other moms like you for a value-packed teaching where you will walk away with bite-sized, actionable tools to be able to transform your motherhood right away. That mama that you want to be, she's in there. It's time to set her free. I cannot wait to show you how. Click on the link in the show notes to register, and I will see you in there. So here's the trick. When your nervous system feels like it is in fight or flight or freeze, freeze is another one, and that's just when everything is overwhelming, you just shut down. And that is actually the space that I have found myself operating in when I am overwhelmed or when I am stressed out. And I realized this a couple of years ago. I was sitting in my living room on the couch, and it just dawned on me, like, oh my goodness, I shut down when I am overwhelmed. This is a freeze response. And here now, in this space where I just want to shut down and ignore life and veg out and not do anything because it feels so much better to avoid my reality than it does to step into it, I have to re-engage the rational thinking part of my brain, because my irrational fight or flight stress response is in full activation. And so here's how you do it. Take a deep breath and release it. And I know that sounds like it's super simple, but there's actually some science behind this. And so what you want to do is you want to take a really deep breath and hold it for a count of 4, 5, 6, depending on your lung capacity. The thing that you want to make sure that you do is have enough time on the exhale that your exhale is longer than your inhale. So this is what tells your body that you are safe, when your exhale is longer than your inhale. So if you're just kind of starting out with this, you can do a 4, 6, 8 count where you you breathe in deeply for 4 seconds, then you hold your breath for 6 seconds, then you slowly let your breath out for 8 seconds, or even longer if you can. The longer, the better. So I'm going to walk you through this right now. So exhale, get ready to take a deep breath in. Hold it. Let it out. As far as you can. The longer that you can hold your breath and then let it out, the faster it'll take you, or the quicker it'll take you to become regulated. And so you'll just want to keep repeating this until you find yourself back into your regulated rational thinking. So we'll do it one more time. And you'll breathe in, count for 4, hold it, count for 6, exhale, count for 8, and then you'll start the process all over again. And as you do this, you will be able to see and feel a change in yourself, and then you'll be able to see and feel a change in the way that you show up. If you want to help your kids with this, one of the best things that you can do is what we call a bubble breath. And you take your air in your mouth and you hold a bubble, and then you blow out like you're blowing bubbles. And with younger kids, you may even want to grab a bubble wand and blow out. You can also blow a piece of paper across a long dining room table or a kitchen counter with older kids. Like, you could have a race with them, like a paper soccer ball race. And you can also have your kids blow out birthday candles. So those are 3 strategies that you can use with your kids. So I'm going to model this again for you, and you can do this with your kids too. So count for 4, deep breath in. Hold it for 6. Let it go for 8. And you'll want to let it go, or take your breath in through your nose and exhale through your mouth. You can use stretching with this. You can lift your arms to expand your lungs and then bend over. Like if you're familiar with yoga, it would be like into swan, and you can touch your toes, involve your whole body. The more you move, motion changes emotion. And so the more you move, the better. So let me know, head over to our community for mamas and let me know how you used this and what changes you noticed in yourself and in your family as you applied this. I will see you in the next episode. Thanks so much for listening. Hey mama, before you go, did you know that there is a community specifically for Joyful Mamahood listeners? That's right. Even though this episode is over, we don't have to say goodbye just yet. Grab a friend and follow the link to the Joyful Mamahood community in the show notes for deeper conversations around today's episode and to connect with other mamas in the hood. Thanks for listening to the Joyful Mamahood podcast with your host, Kim Macklin. If you loved this episode, please subscribe on your favorite podcast app and take a moment to review it on iTunes. Your review helps other mamas find this podcast and lets me know that you are loving what you hear. You can also take a screenshot of this episode, tag me, and share it on your socials. Now get out there and create your own joyful mamahood.